So this should help you understand the narcissist or the witch or the agent or the scorner who's trying to pull you down. Don't sit with them. Don't stand with them. Well, the Bible says don't walk with them. Don't stand with them. Don't sit with them. Don't walk with the scorner. Don't stand with the scorner. And don't sit with the scorner. Because they're just corrupt. So here's the deal. So there's a reality, and it's God's reality. God's truth, God's reality. Now, those who are saved understand that it's God's truth. There's one truth. There's not many truths. So what happens is when you run across these people who are either witches or narcissists or psychopaths, sociopaths, whatever, they live in another reality. The ones who live in these other realities, they have their will. They don't want to do God's will. This will help you understand a spouse or a family member or a co-worker or whatever. They live in their own little world. They don't live in God's will. They live in their will. And so when they're in their will, what are they doing? It's all about, they want the glory, the self-magnification. It's all about them. It's not really about God's will. It's about their will. And when you don't, now think about the narcissist. They want you to believe this fake reality that's not even real. And so when you don't join in with their fake reality, what happens? You become an enemy. You become an enemy because you're not in their will. And like the Bible says, when you don't run with them to the same excess of riot, they speak evil of you. The whole world is under the deception of the wicked one. And what are they doing? Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. Self-will, the will of the Gentiles, the will of the flesh, the will of mankind, the pride of life. So when you don't do the will of these people who say it's my truth, this is one of the things that this is how you catch them. Well, I have my truth and you have your truth. It's my truth. Well, that's your truth. No, there's only one truth, and that's how you catch them. This is my truth. Wrong. Fake reality. Delusions. Game over. So you can actually watch their you can actually discern where their rabbit hole leads when they want to do my will or whatever it is. They want to do their own will, right? It leads down a path, and you can actually interpolate that path. You can interpolate the way they think. You can look at the archetypes and see what they believe, what they think, how they're going to act. And so they're in delusions because they're in a fake reality, right? This is their reality, their will. So think about it. What they're going to eventually do is start to believe their own lies. And their realities are going to start to mesh. And so as they get older, they just start to get more and more confused about what's real and what's not real. When a person sells their soul, their heart, their mind to the lies that they want to believe, then they get stronger and stronger delusions sent to them. It makes sense. It makes total sense. Jesus is the greatest carpenter. He's the greatest archon. He's the greatest architect. He's the greatest everything. And so it's his world. He spoke it all into existence, and it's his truth. And people who step into their own world, their own lies, their own deceptions, their own Decepticons, and they want you to believe their truth, their lie, their whatever you want to call it, their fake reality. So if you don't go along with it, it's kind of like they get offended. They get offended that you don't believe their fake reality. They get offended that you don't worship them. They get offended that you don't agree with them. They get offended. And so by you stepping into the room, stepping into their little world, you're destroying the whole world that they built. They built this whole, this world view. They built this world, fake world bubble. And if you come in, you pop the bubble with truth, and they don't want to be shaken. They don't want to lose that. They make money off of that. When you step into their bubble where they're making a living, and you speak the absolute truth, faith alone in Jesus alone, they'll start to cry. Oh, it's faith plus works. It's faith plus works. So a legalist will attack you. Why? Because you're busting their bubble that other people are following. If it's a Wiccan, you're busting their bubble. They got all this, all these, if it's a sorority or fraternity or whatever, if it's a 501(c), you're busting their bubble because they yoked up. You're destroying their bubble, which they make a living off of. No wonder they attack. They're making a living off of that lie, off of that. See, they conjured up a lie or a fake reality to get people to follow. Just like there's a culture, different cultures, there's subcultures within the culture. And so these subcultures that are based on a lie, not based on the absolute truth, they make a living off of it. And so when you destroy that subculture with the absolute truth, they have to attack you because you're attacking their sustenance, which is their eating of lies, their drinking of lies. That should help you understand the narcissists, the legalists, the false teachers, the subcultures, the isms, the cults. It should help you understand everything, really.